Кричала на жару.
Так, четвертик з ютрай разом заднього в місяці.
Важкі посипнажі.
Найбольші мецошульці.
П'яне невісте.
Антихерої.
Чорне овце.
Сліпі камермані.
Точні пасісти.
Розігране нюне.
То са згоди, які їх пише жулєнє. З великими черками.
Ніко-ніко. Ніко-ніко. Ніко-ніко.
Pozdravljeni u odaji Mešano na žaru na četrtkovem jutrencu. Danes pet malce bolj metalsko barvano. Namreč predstavili vam bomo zasedbo The Black Dahlia Murder, ki smo intervjuvali junija lani v Avstriji, zato se ne čudite, ko bomo vprašali, kako se imajo, ko so spet v Avstriji. Najprej pa seveda naj govori pesem za njih in sicer to gre za albuma The Ritual, komad Moonlight Equilibrium.
Walk out and
welcome to Europe once again. How is this tour been going? How are you feeling being in Austria today?
We're pumped, man. The club looks cool. We've had a few random club shows in between some of the festivals we've been doing, mm-hmm. and it's been cool so far, man. like I was saying earlier, it's just good to get back out there and, you know, back on the tour after being home for a long time. And now the new record dropped, and so the excitement level seems to be there for the band and for the new songs, so pretty cool.
It's just really hot today.
Yeah, it is.
Other than that, it's cool.
It's beating us down today. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we've overcome some adversity on this tour.
Can you?
Different styles of weather. Different depths of mud. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's been cool overall for sure.
Mm-hmm. Would you say this is in any other way besides the weather? Is it any kind of special going on this tour, or is it similar to your previous European tours?
I don't know, like I said, the excitement level just seems to be there about this record, and the record did really good the first week and mm-hmm. around, so it's exciting for us, you know, to hit the charts and stuff over here. And I mean, we come over like twice a year at least, so you know what I mean, we're over here a lot, you know, we try to be to be present over here, and it seems like it's just getting better and better, so it's exciting for us, man. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Definitely cool. It's cool to put out a fifth record and have people still want to be excited about it, about the band, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So this means like doing it right, I guess, for mm-hmm. now.
You entitled the record Ritual. Is it kind of connected to something that happens like everyday ritual basis, or is it like a more occult ritual side?
There's a lot of dimensions to it, really. It can encompass a lot of things. Some of it is like a play on like the fans' devotion to our band. It's kind of rabid, you know what I mean? It seems to me anyway, like to be cult-like, so mm-hmm. it was kind of like a tribute in that way. But there's definitely lyrically a lot of occult stuff, and mm-hmm. so yeah, it's kind of two things. It has a duality to it. Mm-hmm. And the cover too has a duality as well. It's like two halves. It has a the people on Earth sending the ritual, and Satan in his like council receiving the ritual. So mm-hmm. It came out great. I love how it looks. I think that kind of helped raise the excitement for it too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And just kind of show the fans that still have surprises up our sleeve, you know?
Okay, you also released a really limited edition which has a Ouija board on it. Mm-hmm. Are you afraid, or do you ever consider a thought that people will interact with demons through this board, and then you will be accused, you know, like Ozzy was
yeah,
or something
that
like
came
that
to mind, but I don't know, man. I think that would actually be good press. As shitty as it sounds.
For sure.
I mean, as long as... there's a lot of sketchy stuff in the record, like that too, lyrically too, mm-hmm. that you shouldn't really apply to real life.
But I mean, we're not, you know, we're not the first people to
no,
sell
it's metal, dude.
A fucking Ouija board, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can go to the store and buy one of those.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But it seems that some, like, conservative media or conservative people are thinking this is, like, a really great chance to...
jump on somebody.
Yeah,
you know.
Something like that.
And so far, so good. I mean, the record came out, and there doesn't seem to be any backlash so far or any attention from any like religious groups or anything like that, so mm-hmm. so far so good.
And music wise this is your second album with Ryan on guitar, and did you apply any new stuff when creating songs from I see you have a really like a really slow song but powerful mm-hmm. song mm-hmm. The second or the third one
uh-huh.
Also
the use of violins.
Yeah, the use of violins in that
stuff,
song.
Yeah.
And
I mean, the slow song, I think, I mean, we've done a little bit of slow stuff, and mm-hmm. we've done a lot of like Morbid Angel influence kind of riffs. Like that song has that like slimy, where the slime live kind of riff
yeah.
to it, you know? We've been doing that for a long time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, to do like a full-on slow song, put it like at the front of the record, and like a really heavy song, and mm-hmm. that was cool, I think, in a different move for what we would typically do. And I think... we had a lot of conversations, you know, with Ryan and just everybody, kind of like what we wanted to do, like more twists and turns in the songs, more surprises, you know, the inclusion of the acoustic and the piano and stuff like that, and the strings was, you know, just to add more texture and make things more interesting and, you know, kind of build up the vibe of the record, you know, more evil, you know, and
try to set it up to be, you know, make it flow too, as a sort of a themed album. So it was just a few conversations about taking a few risks and upping the ante and, you know, trying to do like different stuff to chop the songs up, you know, key changes or, you know, different kinds of rhythms and just taking it to the next level, you know. And his contributions songwriting wise, I mean, he wrote half the songs, six of them, you know, so it's awesome. He's just like come into his full position in the band, like just in full bloom, you know what I mean, and stepped out and was like, I came to shred your face off, dudes. And he did, and we're happy guys.
Yeah, yeah.
There was never a thought like, no, you won't shred. You're like Jason Newsted in Black Dahlia Murder.
Oh,
to
no.
make fun of him or something.
No, man. No, it was, I mean, him coming in, it wasn't any hazing or anything like that. He's just such a cool guy and just fell right in really easily. And it's been, we haven't looked back. I mean, it's been fun. He's really fun to be around. He brings like a lot of positivity to the band and just shreds. So, and he's
really on the same page too as far as writing goes, you know what I mean? Like, because he can pull off a lot more technicality, you know, than maybe what we're used to. But he didn't come into the band trying to like write something that wasn't for us, you know what I mean? He was trying to help us raise the bar, but at the same time still being the same band, you know. So he definitely,
yeah, to come and to write half the record, man, to step in and just be like, to have the balls to do it, you know what I mean? Because like we've been around for a long time. This is the fifth album and shit. And like you said, man, he just came into the style great, brought a lot of great new things to the style, I think, for us too. And it's just been awesome. So we're just looking forward to the future when we have to do this again and hopefully take what we learned this time, you know, by taking a little bit slower with the writing process and more attention to little things and little details. And I think it just made it more professional, you know, the overall result. So it was cool to kind of pick out a theme and just run with it, with the art and the music and everything. It inspired the riffs, I think, to be more evil, you know, to fit with the theme, and just all worked, kind of bounced off each other, you know, so it's cool. We're happy, guys. Proud. I feel proud of the new one a lot, so.
Okay, you also mentioned the word the future and everything. You already recorded five albums in, what, 10, 11 years' time? Something like that, or a little bit.
First one came out in 2003, so
okay,
we've been
so
around for 10 years,
okay.
But yeah.
And you usually make DVDs that
DVD,
accompany
right.
the albums,
uh-huh.
and you made one DVD documentary with everything. Did you ever consider making a porn called like the Black Dahlia Pounder, Unswallowed,
no.
or something like that?
Unswallowed, that's awesome. All loads go on the face. No, man, I never thought of it.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know if anyone would want to see us in porn, or at least me. People probably feel like they see enough of me, man.
There's definitely some like younger, prettier bands out there that you know what I mean.
That was pretty good though.
Mm-hmm. Can you guys reveal any plans after this tour and after Summer Slaughter? You'll be probably returning to Europe or something like that?
Making
any videos?
Hopefully sometime squeeze in the time to do a video for Moonlight Equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
Brian and I kind of hashed out a plan for it, sort of, and we're hoping to, you know, tap the right person to do it. A little bit of a werewolf video, I guess. Hopefully it won't be too painfully corny. It's hard making videos because, you know, the good ones that you see, the pop videos, the budgets are just like a movie. You know what I mean? Like, so
yeah.
much money goes into it. Your metal video, not so much. You know what I mean? So, it's hard, man.
You gotta get really creative.
Yeah.
So what has bowling to do with metal, then?
Well, having a good time.
Having a good time, dude.
Partying. You don't like bowling?
You never tried
it,
probably.
It's, bowling's kind of like a white trash American pastime, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, people definitely go and drink and bowl and get loud and eat crappy food. And
mm-hmm.
do that on the weekends.
And that works because it was cheap as balls.
So werewolf theme will be connected to the guys becoming real men back in metal again, wearing beards or hairy chests.
Or it will be like Twilight and...
Oh, it's gonna be just like Twilight, dude. I wouldn't know, I haven't really seen any of it. I just, you know, was like, as soon as it came around, I was like, this is painfully fruity. I can't get involved in this.
You guys are horror movie fans?
Yeah. I don't really stay up on new stuff that comes out. Mm-hmm.
It usually sucks.
Yeah.
So you're probably aware that this year was like 2 days ago, it was 29th anniversary of the remake of The Thing.
Nice.
Wow. The original Thing's awesome. Mm-hmm. I would like to, yeah, it'd be cool to like, for the werewolf thing to be more like remember Wolf? Jack Nicholson? Mm-hmm. Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, I'm not talking about no flat face werewolf, man.
It's gotta have
that.
More of a snap.
I don't want it to look like Teen Wolf, man.
No.
That was a great one.
Teen Wolf was a great movie.
Teen Wolf was excellent.
Oh, I love that movie.
Did you see the new one? The new with Benicio del Toro?
You mean Teen Wolf?
No. The new like werewolf movie.
Oh no.
It's pretty cool. Badass. It looks like the old werewolf, like it kept it like old school shit. Mm-hmm. He looks like a wolf that can like kind of stand up.
The changing scenes are always the best in those movies, dude. Like in The Howling, you know, when they change and they're just like...
It looks like when Michael Jackson transforms.
They get all sweaty and their nails go...
And the whiskers come out real slow out of the face.
I think the most brutal scene was in The American Werewolf in London, apparently, when the
guy's changes.
Changing.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's like...
He looks pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
It looks painful as fuck. Yeah.
So,
it should hurt turning into a werewolf.
Alright, guys, thanks for your time. We usually take 10 minutes, but it's
cool.
The best way to
right
promote
now.
Death metal and any metal possible.
Thanks, man.
Do you have any last notes for the viewers of this interview, for the guys who are following, and the girls who are following?
Pick up
the
new record, Ritual. Let it control your mind.
Play with the Ouija board. Talk to your great-great-grandfather.
He doesn't want to be bothered. He's gonna get grumpy.
Alright.
Our mistakes.
Мейшана на жару! Всак четвертик з'ютрай разен заднєга в місяці.
Важкі посипнежі.
Найбольші мецошульці.
П'яне невісте.
Антихеруї.
Черне овце.
С'єпі камермані.
Точні асисти.
Розігране нюне.
То са згодби, які їх пише жулєнє. З великими черками.
Ніко-ніко.
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 Go!